This is Robert Merlacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Joseph Wilson, senior strategist for the education group here at Mars Discovery District. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Joseph.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your new gig, Joseph, after 5 years of making a huge impact here at Mars in supporting startups, and is now moving on to a startup pretty well established, I would say, in SpongeLab.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've known SpongeLab for years now, and they've been growing, and it's going to be an exciting move. I'm going to be working business development for them.
Well, 5 years at Mars, we got to know each other about 3 years ago and began our collaboration. I've seen a tremendous transformation in what you've done in the edtech space and with some of the companies. And perhaps you can share a little bit about the trends that you've seen evolve and a couple of highlights.
Sure, yeah. I started in 2010 here. And the edtech market was struggling.
There was how many startups existed at that point?
Yeah, we in the education space, there was around maybe 15 to 20 edtech startups and education innovation startups here at Mars. And we started to see that number tick up, and now we're at about 200.
That's phenomenal growth, and I attribute a lot of that growth to your nurturing. I've seen you and your passion for making a difference and inspiring others to get involved, and having that pedagogical expertise that you have as an educator has been a big plus for the folks at Mars. They're going to, I'm sure, be sad to lose you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I think it's important to have a grounding in what happens in a classroom, because there are so many education companies that start from a place of technology, and it's not about the technology. The technology is an enabler, but it's really about what happens in the classroom and
Absolutely.
What the kids get out of it. And, you know, I think that in the late 90s and early 2000s, when there was so much money, so much venture capital money being put into tech companies, there was a big boost in money that was going into ed tech. But that money did not have a return on investment, both financially and in terms of learning. It didn't move the needle on student learning. And so I think there's a lot of pressure on us as advisors, on investors, on entrepreneurs to really show a return on learning, the fact that it's actually helping our kids in classrooms.
Couple highlights. You've worked with some really cool companies. SpongeLab is obviously with Dr. Jeremy Friedberg, a success story. Couple of others that stand out in your mind.
Oh man, there's been a bunch. We did some. We're really proud of Edsby. They're doing fantastic things mm-hmm. now. In both the United States and here in Canada, Jump Math, of course, continues to affect kids all over the world, doing great work. Some money from the Gates Foundation to actually. To do a lot of research into what is actually happening. They're a great example of somebody who can actually show the learning outcomes. Bitstrips, they're a great success story, who had a really strong and early presence in education with Bitstrips for Schools, and now they're in the consumer market with the Bitmoji, which you see popping up on platforms all across the web. So yeah, it's exciting. It's a great time to be in an education company right now. It really is.
What is it about the magic that Mars creates here? I always enjoy coming down, and we host our annual EdTech Leadership Summit here, thanks to your support.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's any magic. I mean, the hard work is still always the entrepreneurs to make the connections, to push growth. I think what Mars tries to do, though, is allow a space for people to meet people. You know, whether that's at physical events like the Mindshare Summit, some of our teacher advisory board meetups, some of the meetings we set up with startups and investors or partners. Mars is a platform, really, for people to meet other people, and that's what entrepreneurs need. They need support.
Well, it's a really unique environment in that it nurtures innovation, and you've got that expertise from your team along with Krista Jones and others who really care about the space. I think that's the unique differentiator that I see, is that if you want to be in this space, and most people that come into the space are committed to it and they don't leave. They might leave, they come back, because it's about passion to make a difference. You can't be a graduating engineer from U of T or Waterloo or wherever and think you're going to make a boatload of money by coming into an edtech startup.
Yeah, you gotta love the market, and you gotta believe in the space for sure, because it's not a quick fix. It's not a quick path to making money. I mean, that said, there's some great returns in education for investors.
Absolutely.
And for entrepreneurs, but it's true. It's not a fast game.
So what do you see now going forward in terms of edtech opportunities for companies, for startups, and where the gaps might be in filling the void in Canada and beyond? I know that's a loaded question.
Yeah, no, there's tons of stuff there. I mean, I'm biased because of my new gig, but I mean, and this is where SpongeLab works in the STEM space, which I think is just really, really important these days in Canada and around the world. I think assessment, though, is a big one. I mean, teachers are struggling with shifting assessment mandates, and for kids to get really good, rich feedback is a tough one. I really like, at the higher ed level, I really like the kind of unbundling we're seeing of the higher ed monopoly, you know.
That's exciting.
Yeah, badging, micro-credentialing, as you might call it.
MOOCs,
you know.
Or SOOCs? And...
MOOCs never really did it for me.
Great upselling opportunity, let's face it. It never hurt MIT or Harvard.
Great for marketing.
Yeah.
But not,
or U of T for them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, great opportunity to get your brand and your professors out there, but not a fundamental shift in the way education is delivered,
no,
as far as
I,
I'm concerned.
I totally agree with that.
And I think that the more and more, open educational resources and open networks are, I think, the way to go. I think the way people are used to gathering information now is not... restricted to a certain channel or a certain platform. You know, people are all over the web. They're talking to any of their friends that can help them with any given project or information. So I think education has to be open and has to embrace this open network ideal. And, there's tremendous opportunity in this kind of bite-sized micro-learning that we see, largely kind of spearheaded by a lot of the language learning companies, you know, Duolingo, things like that, Mind Snacks, Brain Pop. They're doing great work around, little chunks of learning.
Yeah, exciting times. Well, thank you so much for this, Joseph. We should do this again some other time in your new role. It's always great mind sharing with you, if I can use that new verb that I created. Have to get it on the on that virtual dictionary. What's it called?
You gotta copyright it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your support, and so does C21 Canada. You've made a value contribution, and best of success with the folks at SpongeLab.
Great. Thank you. Hopefully, you'll be hearing good things.
That was Joseph Wilson, education lead strategist here at the Mars Discovery District in Toronto. My name is Robert Martellacci in the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.